I think everybody can relate to this. If you, for example, think about your least favorite food or food that you really dislike, and then if I were to say to you, you may never have this food again, most people that I talk to in my workshops, I usually bring this exercise up, and they say, well, no problem. They look relaxed. They smile. They go, hey, take it off. Take all the liver you want. It's not going to bother me at all. On the other hand, if you ask them what their favorite food is, and it might be brownies or pizza or chocolate, and then you say, okay, now imagine never having this food again the rest of your life, and immediately you see them tense up, and they'll say, okay, I feel anxious, I feel angry, I'm already trying to figure out how I can get around this thing. And that's exactly what happens with most diets. Most diets are fad diets, rigid diets. They have these rules that are very all or nothing. And people try to, they think that they have to eliminate all these things that they actually like. And what that happens is it builds up a state of what I call psychological deprivation. It's something that you're not going to die if you never have another brownie again. However, your brain, it does feel a deprivation, and then sooner or later that diet is going to break down. And not only are you going to eat the brownie or the chocolate, you're going to have a lot of it because now you've become preoccupied with that food.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and another thing that you write is, quote, the truth is that strict dieting results in weight gain, and it sounds like it's both physiological and psychological. You know, the strict dieting, again, the physiological part, I know maybe that has, you can tell us more about that, but having to do with your metabolism, and I would think the psychological part is that once you fall off, you really fall off because of what you had just mentioned.
Right, and, you know, almost everybody that has done any dieting can relate to this. And you're right, there is a double whammy there. There's the physiological side. If you don't feed yourself properly, if you undereat, if you skip meals, things like that, then you're going to affect your metabolism in a negative way. And that's going to encourage your body to put on fat and resist burning it. And then the second thing is this psychological deprivation, is the more you become psychologically deprived, the harder it's going to be to stay away from the very things you're trying to stay away from.
So when you're doing these groups and you see their, you know, the reactions of the folks and they're getting tense and stuff, what do you talk about from there? Like, what are the next steps to, you know, to try to get them to realize that you don't want to be so restrictive?
Well, in these workshops, I show them, that's just one exercise, and I show them this other exercise where it's more of a cycle. And I say, okay, you know, now here you've set these rules, which represents your diet, and now you're psychologically deprived, and some situation comes along. It might be a party or something where you're exposed to that very thing that you're trying to stay away from, and you're preoccupied, so you focus more and more on it. And then that, you might call that temptation, okay, so you're tempted. And then sooner or later that breaks down and you overdo it on that. And then what happens after that? You feel all this terrible guilt and you're punishing yourself, which doesn't help any. And then after that, usually the person tries to get right back on the same wagon. They have this intention where they say, okay, I'm going to get on that diet again, or I'm going to get on the new Ultra X diet. And you go around the circle, the cycle, over and over and over again. So first I convince them and I show them exactly what is happening and what psychological deprivation is in order to help them understand how important it is to get rid of psychological deprivation. And then, of course, this is a lot of what my book is about, is a step-by-step process of how you go about getting rid of psychological deprivation, which is more involved than most workshops can be. But without getting rid of psychological deprivation, if you have it, it's very hard, if not impossible, to go on and follow through with the things that you want to do, which is to eat better, to exercise, and then, you know, maybe even do other little mind tools types of things on portion control and so forth. That psychological deprivation can keep you from from following through with all those other things.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing, too, that it can do that you wrote about is people who allow their weight loss goals to supersede the quality of their lives, and they kind of equate that they're only going to be happy when they lose X amount of weight, and then their lives are kind of passing them by.
Oh, and I see that a lot, and I think it's not just people that come in to see me as a psychologist, But if we just look around our society today and talk to people, how often do you hear people talking about losing weight and their bodies, particularly women? And what's happening is there's such a focus on these external concrete things that they're missing the point, and the point is about living life to the fullest. And the interesting thing is that the more uptight you get, regardless of what it is, but especially with your body and your eating, the less successful you're going to be in controlling those very same things.
Yes, true. Yeah, it's so tough, but that's why your book is so great, because you do have all the right steps, and you talk about the right foundation to succeed at weight loss and the importance of not being perfectionistic and not feeling guilty and nutrition made easy. And there's so much that's in the book, and so I really highly recommend it. And, you know, I wanted to mention, you share a story, oh, you're welcome, about a woman named Becky, and you write, quote, "When it comes to our eating and weight world, beliefs can determine our success or failure." Can you tell us about Becky?
Well, beliefs, the whole belief system is very important. If you don't have weight in the right order, if the quality of your life isn't at the top, you know, your inner peace and happiness, and weight is something that, yes, you know, it's important for health, for fitness. It does feel good to be fit, but as soon as you put it way, way at the top, then everything else kind of takes, you know, falls apart. And you'll have to refresh my memory a little bit about the particular detail that you wanted me to talk about. But most of the people that I see, including men today, are so preoccupied with the perfectionism of whether it's exercise or weight or what their particular, you know, body characteristics look like, that they're a mess. You know, they're anxious, they have low self-esteem, they're depressed, and you cannot live this moment again. This is it. And so if you don't really enjoy today and what you have today, it's gone. It's just gone.
That's true. Yeah, you know, Becky really, she was, you know, she had destructive beliefs, like, I'm ugly, I can't do anything right, I'm dumb, I have no control over food, and it's so sad, but again, that type of thinking is going to keep her from being successful, which you write about, and that, you know, you talk about that, you know, she needs to learn that, how to change her beliefs to ones that would help her instead of hurt her.
Right, thinking, and you know, as a psychologist, I deal with people's belief system and thinking all the time. And people don't realize that they're talking to themselves constantly. And you can either choose to think in a more positive way or a negative way. So you should really start listening to the things that you say to yourself about different things that you do, particularly in our case here with diet, exercise, whatever. Listen to the things that you say to yourself and imagine that you're saying those things to your child or to some other loved one. So if you're saying, I'm stupid, I'm dumb, I'll never amount to anything, you know, I'll never succeed at anything, what kind of motivation are you going to have? So you need to start with looking at how you're thinking and what your belief system is. And that, once you do that, it's going to make everything so much easier.
Yeah, it's true. And again, Dr. Rodriguez, your book, Mind Over Fat Matters, Conquering Psychological Barriers to Weight Management, is wonderful. And how can people learn more about you and your terrific work?
Oh, thank you, first of all. I have a website, and it is www.fatmatters.com. And there you can learn more about the book, and I also have a lot of terrific articles on different related subjects.
Oh, well, I want to thank you again. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a great day. Keep being healthy. Take care. Bye-bye.